This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Dave Uram, and here's what's happening. Authorities have released new pictures of two of the suspects wanted for the July 7th mass shooting that killed three people and wounded nine others in Grays Ferry. Here's KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
The pictures of the two suspects were taken from inside a nearby store before shots were fired. They both look to be in their early 20s, maybe late teens, and are tall and slim. One has sideburns and is wearing a gray covering on his head. The other has what detectives describe as an afro. They are two of several suspects investigators want to speak with in connection with the gunfire on Edding Street near Tasker on Monday, July 7th, around 1 in the morning. Three people died, 19-year-old Jason Reese, 23-year-old Zaheer Wiley, and 24-year-old Azir Harris. Nine others, ranging from ages 15 to 24, were wounded. Officials have already released surveillance video of the incident. Three suspects are seen firing at others, shooting down the block. Detectives believe the crowd was gathered as part of a social media meetup. As with every homicide, there's a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. You can see pictures of the suspects on our social media and on our website, kywnewsradio.com, and police hope anyone who recognizes them will give them a call. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are also looking for two suspects and a getaway car allegedly involved in an attempted robbery of an armored truck yesterday morning. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Police say around 11:30 a.m. near Castor Avenue and Ron Street in the Ronhurst neighborhood of Northeast Philly, two armed men approached a Brinks employee at an armored truck and announced a robbery. According to officials, the armed guard shot at the suspect's vehicle as they sped away north on Castor Avenue. Police are looking for that vehicle, which they describe as a newer black Nissan, possibly a Maxima or Altima with a PA tag, heavily tinted windows, and black rims. Police found eight spent shell casings at the scene, but say no injuries were reported.
It's scary, you know. People just trying to make a living.
Neighbor Stephen Petro told our partners at NBC 10 he was in the shower when he heard an alarming sound.
Just gunshots. I heard four quick gunshots in succession, like it was an automatic weapon or something.
This is at least the fourth alleged incident involving an armored truck in the last month. Officials say a Brinks truck was robbed in Port Richmond on June 21st, a Loomis truck was robbed in Crescentville on June 26th, and a Brinks truck was robbed in Holmesburg on July 2nd. No word from investigators on whether these incidents were connected. Police have released images of the car and suspects. You can find them on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A group of independent voters is asking the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to overturn state election rules so they can vote in party primaries. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb is on the story.
This is a very, very special occasion and a great milestone.
With Independence Hall as a backdrop, David Thornburg of Ballot PA announced the filing of what's called a King's Bench petition, which is a way to ask the state high court to rule quickly on issues of immediate public importance, which Thornburg says Pennsylvania's closed primary system is.
I consider this one of the voting rights issues issues of our generation.
Shane Inspector, who represents Thornburg and the other plaintiffs, explains the law that allows only party members to vote in primaries was passed in 1937 when 3% of voters were registered independent. Now it's 15%, and he says they are effectively disenfranchised completely.
Over 90% of all general elections in Pennsylvania are not competitive.
The Committee of 70, which is also fighting for open primaries, sympathizes but thinks the legislature, not the court, must remedy the situation. A bill to open up primaries to independents is in the state house. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And many turned out yesterday for a ribbon cutting of several new additions at Roxborough's Kelly Park. The park is named in honor of Philadelphia police officer Joseph Kelly, who was killed in the line of duty over 50 years ago. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
Officer Joseph Kelly was a 16-year veteran of the police force when he surprised a car thief on Paoli Avenue in February 1971. In the ensuing gun battle, he died. A park just a few thousand feet from where he died is now named in his honor. His family, community leaders, and dozens of officers gathered to dedicate a new garden, pathway, and renovated memorial that sit at the corner of the park. Arlene Barkley, one of Kelly's five daughters, remembers her father's dedication to his family.
He was a husband, father, brother, mentor, and a cop. And you can imagine a father of five girls, ages 6 to 16. He worked two jobs to make sure that my mom and the five girls had everything we needed.
The memorial was the work of several volunteers and community groups, including the Roxborough Development Corporation, the Friends of Kelly Park, and the FOP Lodge 5 Auxiliary. Donna Julian is the president.
Our group is for the active and retired police officers, but we'll never forget the survivors. We are here for any active and retired police officer's family, just like we're here for the Kelly family today.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Davey Ram. Listen anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue. Accord Hybrid or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.